Life Audio.
Welcome to Your Daily Prayer. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is hope. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Anchored in Hope, written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor for the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone on as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6:19-20. Have you ever drifted down a river in a boat? When we drift, we are at the mercy of the river current. We risk collision with floating tree trunks or shallow shores. If we do sit with the engine off, the driver needs to stay alert to steer the boat from danger. Drifting might feel relaxing to the passengers, but it isn't the safest way to boat. We can find ourselves drifting in our Christian walk too. Humdrum days with the same routines and rhythms send us on autopilot. We check out and let life happen to us. We wake up on a Monday, and before we know it, it's Friday, and we wonder where the week, the month, and the year has gone. Drifting through our days without thought to where we're headed leads us to the shallows, where we risk running aground. The hardships we face in our day-to-day, the relationships that feel like rough grit sandpaper, the depleted bank account balance and the relentless bills, or our own internal struggle for spiritual growth, can cause us to drift through life. We focus on survival and hope for a better day tomorrow. When we place our hope in things and elusive maybes rather than the guarantee we find in Jesus, we struggle to feel secure in him. We wonder where he is in our struggles. We question whether he cares, so we drift through our days. Yet the writer of Hebrews assures us that we have a sure and steadfast anchor for the soul. Our soul can be defined by our will, attitudes, and emotions. It's where we process how we feel, what our responses are, and what choices we make. So much of what happens on the outside begins on the inside. Every action makes its root in a thought, decision of will, or attitude. Our soul needs the anchor that we find in Jesus and all that he can do. Isaiah 9:6 contains a wonderful prophecy about the Messiah that Jesus fulfilled. Isaiah records four names that describe him: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Jesus, as the Wonderful Counselor, possesses perfect wisdom. As we draw near to him, he can lead us into a right relationship with God. We don't have to drift through our daily lives, but can turn to him and seek him for wisdom in each situation we face. In a world filled with anxiety, the Prince of Peace holds so much hope for us. It's not that our anxious situations will magically be removed. It's more that our internal response to our situations can be washed with his peace. Because his peace is part of the hope that anchors us, we can face our anxiety-inducing events knowing that his peace holds us still. We can admit our apprehensions, exercise our faith, and receive his peace. When we long for protection, we can turn our hopes to the everlasting Father. Jesus was the perfect reflection of the Father, who loves, protects, and supplies our needs. He is mighty to save and able to conquer our greatest fears to give us the victory we need. Our hope in him holds us secure. Life holds challenging and somewhat disconcerting experiences. A perfect life is a mirage. When we let go of holding on to the hopes of a trouble-free life, we stop drifting along. It's when we remember that Jesus is the anchor for our soul that we can weather the storms that come and know that we are secure. We are held by him, and no matter what we face, we are safe. Your daily prayer for hope. Holy God, we drift in need of your hope that anchors us secure when we face the troubles of life. Let us remember that wisdom, might, care, and peace come when we place our hope in you. Forgive us when we forget to remember that our hope is found in you, not in outcomes, answered prayers, or a perfect life. You are the anchor for our souls, and we are so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.